Yes, my name is Tom Palazzola. I'm 80 years old. Today's date is June the 2nd. We're in Chicago, Illinois.
My name is Kenneth Josephson. My age is almost 86.
I was a student of Ken's when he started teaching at the Art Institute. Ken was teaching photography.
At the Art Institute, people would donate equipment, and we had an old Keystone camera, which I lent to Tom because he expressed interest in making films.
Well, Tom shared with me the fact that you introduced him to Maxwell Street.
Ken may have mentioned that that would be a great place to photograph, and it sure was. I could go there and shoot two or three rolls with no problem. It was such an interesting place. Kind of a socialist dream. It was open to everyone. It was friendly, unless they thought I was a detective photographing them. But most of the time, it was very, very friendly.
I thought it was a photographic playground. It just offered so many visual delights, all kinds of races and nationalities. It was a melting pot. I always, when I first was there, I felt I was in a time warp. It was like stepping back into the early 1900s.
The earliest film I know of, it was shot by Kartemquin, I believe, or at least Gordon Quinn, called This Is Free. Featured a lot of interesting performers, and there was a blind Arvella Gray was one of them. And, of course, there was Chicken Man or Chicken Charlie, who had a trained chicken and perched on his head, usually.
I became aware of Chicken Charlie because he used to take the same bus as I would. And he would get on the bus with his chicken, and all the people in the front of the bus would flee to the back. And, you know, just because he was unusual, he was a very friendly person. Anyhow, he would put a newspaper down on the seat behind the bus driver and put the chicken down and ask for a transfer for the chicken and himself. They were free at that time. And he was a very intelligent person. He would sit down, and he had a toy telephone around his strung around his neck. And he would talk into the telephone about race relationships, segregation, and the problems of that.
One still of the Chicken Man is actually a frame blow-up from the camera that Ken lent me, the Second World War camera. So I took one of the single frames of the Chicken Man and blew it up. So I have a 4x5. Negative of it. It's very grainy, but that fits the neighborhood.
Feeling.
One of the things that gave me entree to people was that I brought students. Like Ken would bring his students. It took, you know, a little tension out of the air when I would come with a big camera by myself, and they did a lot of the shooting. Some of it was even in focus. I didn't teach them really well. One place, and I'm really sorry, in the film, this Mexican family brought us into their home right there on Maxwell Street. The house was filled with birds in cages. I even bought a bird cage, a handmade bird cage. But the whole sequence was shot out of focus. I'm hoping that technology will catch up with my work and much of it, and be able to get it somehow in focus.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful environment to be in, and very, very unique, I think. And I was so sad that it finally closed down. I think the city saw it as undesirable. Someone in the city, whoever
the realtors found it very desirable. Really, Chicago's lost a lot of its soul when that place closed.
Definitely.
After the revolution, we are going to rebuild the Maxwell Street and some of these.